Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Mick here on Farm Talk on Thursday visited with U.S. Cattlemen's Association VP Justin Tupper on his testimony during the Senate Ag Committee hearing on the cattle market and transparency.
Hello, Justin.
Hello, Mick. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Are you still in D.C.?
Just put my boots inside the sale barn here at the St. Ange. So.
Oh, you made it. Feels good to be home, huh?
It does.
Yeah. What did it feel like? And I know you have testified in Washington before. Did this hearing feel a little bit different than others?
I sure think it did. I think the political will, and I tell you, honestly, the knowledge that a lot of the senators had on a very complex issue with these fat cattle markets was pretty amazing. And I thought they asked very pointed and good questions, and it sure feels like there's sure political will to get something done this time.
Yeah, I know they kept coming back to you. I was watching the hearing. They kept coming back to you, and you did a very succinct job of describing the complex cattle marketing industry, the processing industry, and the disparity between the profit of the producer and the processor. So do you see a fix coming, or was there just what happened yesterday that, you know, felt good at the time, kind of cotton candy? Is there actually going to be something that will make changes?
Well, we've got to make sure that we stay with this deal. There's momentum to do it. And I think another thing we have to realize is it's not going to be a silver bullet fix. We're not going to be able to wave one magic wand and one bill and be able to get that done. I think between policy changes, which I think we need some changes to LMR, I think all of these are very likely to happen. And then I think the DOJ investigation and trying to work on the antitrust thing. I mean, the real elephant in the room, and I guess it wasn't even an elephant in the room, it was said many times, is that there's only four major packers, and they hold hands whether we can prove it or not, and they're making all the money, and we've got to make sure we can break them up. And there's precedent for it. They broke up the airlines. They broke up Ma Bell. In other industries, and for way less money than these guys are making and taking. So I think it sure feels like there's political will, but this is not going to be the time to relax. It's going to be the time we've got to dig in and work harder.
Well, you mentioned Monday as we visited that the groups that got together in Tucson, Arizona earlier, who all have different perspectives on this and different positions, it is time for everybody to work together.
Well, I think without a doubt, and I thought you could see the sentiment of the Senate Ag Committee, what their feelings are on it. And I understand there's differing views and different beliefs how to get it done. And I understand not wanting more government regulation, because I'd be the first one to tell you I don't love government regulation either. But there's no way out of this deal. And the perspective that this is just a cycle and we can run it through, that it can't happen. If we look back the last two or three cattle cycles, we lose 20% of our cattle producers every time. And we just can't stand back and let that happen. We've got to make sure that we can be profitable and sustainable, so we can be generational. And that's what most of these cattle ranches that I deal with out here and across the nation, that's what they want to be.
Again, that was Justin Tupper from South Dakota, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association Vice President. This is Inside Agriculture.